Understanding how food grows and how we can be smart about farming as the climate changes has been the lifelong professional focus of the Senior Australian of the Year. Professor Graham Farquhar is a biophysicist based at the Australian National University, and I spoke to him earlier. Graham Farquhar, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Kim.
You looked a little bit stunned when you were announced as the Senior Australian of the Year. What does this award mean to you?
Well, it's recognition. I've had awards before that are for my science. So what's so special about this one is that it's coming from the much broader community. Yeah, wonderful.
You've been recognised for your work in protecting food security in a changing climate. So what worries you about the future of food production in Australia based on your research?
Well, I think Australia's probably better off than most places because we've got a lot of land per person. And so if you add up how much rain gets made available per person, Australia's way better off than America or China, places that we normally would think of as having, a wetter climate. But we've got, when you add up all the rain that falls in Australia divided by a smaller number of people that we have, we're actually not too badly off. But water's always, as anybody who lives in Australia knows, water is such a variable. It's so variable in its availability that I think that'll remain true for some time.
Mm. When did you know that you first wanted to pursue a career in science?
I think about age three, I think.
Three?
I didn't know. Well, my father was an agricultural scientist. I mean, he was an agricultural officer, district agricultural officer in Tasmania, taking information from scientists to farmers. And as far as the family was concerned, he was an agricultural scientist. And I wanted to be like my dad.
And what do you think helped foster that interest as you went through your school years? Because we've heard a lot in recent years about the need to ensure students are studying science and math. So do you have some tips of how to actually make that happen from your experience?
Good teachers are vital to maintaining student interest. I was curious. And so the question is, why was I curious? Firstborn, more curious in some senses about the world because there's nobody to tell them, no siblings to tell them what's going on. Having good teachers is fundamental.
In your acceptance speech, you talked about the risks and rewards of chasing lofty goals. What do you hope to do as the recipient of this award over the next 12 months?
The award brings some responsibility, and in my case, I'm the Senior Australian of the Year. And so I feel a particular responsibility to promote conditions for senior Australians to contribute to Australia's greatness. It's a tremendous resource among senior people. If we take senior as being from 60 on, it's an awful lot of IQ and muscle. So the issue is how to harness this without putting at risk jobs for younger people. And so I'd like to talk to people who are more expert in this area than I am and just find out how is it that we can have the best of both worlds? How can we keep the accumulated experience and wisdom of older Australians and allow them to still contribute without getting in the way of jobs for younger Australians?
Well, Graham Farquhar, congratulations once again. Thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you, Kim.
Senior Australian of the Year, Dr. Graham Farquhar.